Voices that inspire the extended interview.
I am Calandra Stringer. I am currently the Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Tallahassee State College.
How long have you been at TSC?
Wow, I've been at TSC. I got to get used to the name change for 21 years.
Okay. So what did you come in as?
So when I started at the college, I started as a math professor because my background is mathematics. I love numbers. I love teaching numbers to students. And that was my passion. And so when I started at TCC as a math professor, it was me fulfilling one of my dreams, which was just to help students and everybody just understand and appreciate mathematics.
Which is so important because so many people have such a fear of math. Why do you think that is?
I think a lot of people have a fear of math because, you know, when you start young, many of the teachers and everybody says, oh, this is a hard subject and you really, really need to pay attention. And so one of the things I found with a lot of research that I've done in mathematics when it comes to education is making sure students have a positive mindset. So when students come in the classroom, one of the things I used to put on my syllabus is that, you know, you can do it. Math is fun and it's fun all the time. And I'm like, let's keep repeating that over and over. And I know it's college, but they still have that same fear and that mindset. So when you change the mindset and help students to have a growth mindset about mathematics, it's not as difficult as people think it is.
Yeah. It's true on a lot of things, isn't it? When you break it down and kind of help people get out of their own head on something to just sort of like, just play with it. Just don't get so nervous about it.
Right. And a lot of people, you know, it is. You get into your head sometimes and you're like, oh, this is difficult. This is hard. And you read on social media, you hear it everywhere. It's like math is difficult. It's a challenging subject. But if students go in with the right mindset and they see that they can do it, I think that's huge for a lot of students. Once they get over that hurdle and see, oh, wait, I can solve this algebraic equation. The light bulb goes off, and then they just become a total different student.
So when did you know you had this sort of love of math? When did that develop in you?
So the love of math developed in me back when I was in middle and high school. So I had great teachers, and I had a teacher in middle school. She really loved math, and she had us to always do these math projects. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. You're not just sitting here just like listening and taking notes and taking tests. We really were doing problem solving at that stage. And so I was good at it. It came easy to me, and I'm like, oh, I really love this. I love it. I love it. I love it. And when I got to high school and I got a chance to take calculus when I was, you know, a junior in high school, it really was eye-opening, and I had a fun, cool teacher that made math fun. And so for me, it was like, ooh, I think I want to be that. That's what I want to be when I grow up. I want to help other students learn and know that math is fun. And since then, it grew on me, and it just became a passion where I wanted to be that brainiac that could help everybody else become the brainiac.
I love that. Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Dublin, Georgia, which is a very small town in central Georgia. So very small. Everyone knows everyone. My graduating class only had 100 students in it. So when I'm here and I'm looking at, oh, my gosh, 300, 400, 500 students, that's a lot. And that can be overwhelming. So for me, growing up in a small town, small feel, that helped to shape a lot in my life because you really become ingrained into the community and you start to depend on the community and you learn a lot about yourself and about helping others when you're in that type of environment.
Yeah, that small town connectivity, I think that's why people choose to, if they stay, it's that community that makes them feel like it's a good place to grow up or have their kids grow up or whatever.
Yes, that small town feel, even when I go back home to visit, because my parents are still there, you know, it's nice to be in that atmosphere and you see your old teachers and you see people you grew up with and that are still there and they remember you, you remember them. And, you know, and it's just so nice to have that extended family type feel. And that's one of the things I like about Tallahassee is that there is that small town feel here, even though this is the capital of Florida.
I agree. And it's funny how so many people say that, like, you know, I'll ask them, well, how did you come to Tallahassee? And it's all these various reasons. And then why they stay. And it's usually because they feel it still has that small town feel, even though it's, you know, a small city.
It is a small city. There are lots of people here. And I'm reminding of how many people are here when you're trying to get through traffic, coming to work and going home from work. However, you know, there are these small pockets in the community. And then when you see the community come together and you start getting involved into different activities, you start, for me, I'm starting to get, oh, this is like being at home. And it is a great place to think about, you know, I want to be here. You know, you want your family to be here because you still have that small town aspect of things, even though it is almost big city.
Right. Almost big city. So now, you know, obviously now as provost and vice president of academic affairs, you have a whole new set of responsibilities. How do you use that position to kind of keep fulfilling that dream of supporting students and helping students?
So in my current role as provost and vice president for academic affairs, it really has allowed me to help to shape the lives of students at a larger level. You know, being a faculty member, I'm only meeting and working with students that register for my class, or, you know, I worked with the STEM Center when I was faculty. So I was only seeing and surrounded by a small group of students. And so being in this role that I'm in now, it allows me to be able to help a large amount of students. It, you know, you can have that effect across the entire campus. You know, you're able to really go out and share that even with other institutions to even, you know, impact other places. And so that is, I like to say, the cool part of my job is being able to speak with students and, you know, they talk to you, they tell you what's going on, and you can immediately start thinking, okay, what's the innovative solution that not only helps that student, but that can help every single student at the college. And that is very rewarding in this position.
I can imagine. And then also being part of some of these sort of unique spin-off things, like the Future Forward Project, of like thinking, you know, big thinking of how do we move forward as a community, and what role does the college play in those sort of things?
So I will say, in this role and being able to be involved in how we impact the future of the community has been very exciting. Even when you think about artificial intelligence and being able to work with the community in, you know, what does this mean? How do we embrace it? But also, you know, what is the future of work and what does that look like? And how does education play a huge part in that? And, you know, it's fun because it allows us to kind of put our thinking caps on and really think about, you know, how can we take innovation to the next level? But how can we help the community not have that fear about what the future possibly looks like?
Yeah. And, you know, I know when Tallahassee Community College was going through their name change, one of the things that gave me pause was losing the word community, because I've always thought of the school being so close to the community and serving the needs of the community in a much quicker way than a big university can. You're much more nimble to be able to adjust courses to whatever the community hiring needs are. So in thinking of it now being Tallahassee State College, as the provost, how do you keep in mind that sense of community?
So with our recent name change from Tallahassee Community College to Tallahassee State College, we did hear a lot from the community about dropping the name community. But we have not changed in working and being within the community and doing those things to help students as well as help the local community continue to grow and engage. And we give that, provide that talent pipeline. So, you know, in this role, it's been very interesting to hear the different aspects of everything, but we continue to be flexible. We continue to listen to the needs of the community and deliver quickly. That hasn't changed about what we do. And, you know, if you think about it, and the president does a great job when he talks about it being Tallahassee Junior College, and then it became Tallahassee Community College, and now it's Tallahassee State College. And it really hasn't changed the core of our mission and values, which is really to be the college of choice, which is to help students, to help the community. That is something that will never change regardless of how our name changes and expands. It just, we're doing more and we continue to do more.
And you're doing more because the need is there.
Yes, yes. There is a huge need. And even as society continues to change, as we continue to innovate more, there is so much more. And, you know, we'll continue to have a large role in this community to help serve the needs of the students and the community.
What do you think is the probably the biggest misperception of TSC? Do you think there's one? Do you think there are parts of the community that still don't really quite get what this school does compared to other schools? Or
I do think there is more that we can do to help to educate the community on what Tallahassee State College has to provide. You know, there are misconceptions as to, oh, this is just the 13th grade and, you know, you're not really going to be able to move on and do those other things in life. And, you know, that's just not true. One of the cool things about being at Tallahassee State College is that we meet students where they are. You know, we're there and we provide training. We, you know, returning adults, if you need to upskill, you know, if you want to transfer or if you want to stay and get a four-year degree, or maybe you want to stay and get a two-year degree and go straight to work. And so those are the you know, people call them hidden gems. But those are the things that we really want the community to know, is that we meet you where you are. Tell us what you need and we'll help you get to that next step in your life. It's about economic prosperity and how can we play that role in a student's life to help them to advance.
So what keeps you going on this? What keeps you inspired in the work you're doing? Because you wear so many hats. I can't even imagine what your average day is like. So what keeps you inspired in this work?
So what keeps me inspired in the work that I do, I would say, is the students. It really goes back to being able to help students. You know, when you walk into the community and a student walks up and is like, oh, Dr. Stringer, remember when I took your math class and blah, 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 and you told me to have a plan A, B, C, D. I'm on plan Z now. And I'm like, yes, great. You can do it. So it really helps me to get up the next morning to say, oh, I made a difference. And even if it's just one student, I made a difference. And so that keeps me going to know that every day there is an opportunity to be able to help a student, even if it's not in the math classroom, even if it's just giving some advice to a student, it's rewarding to know that I'm helping and I'm making a difference.
Sounds like you've had that sort of philosophy for a long time. That's been part of your core values from that early math class where you thought, I can help other people understand how to do math.
Yeah, I will say that just growing up has always been instilled in me, just how do you help others? How do you help them to get where they need to go? And that's just one of those things that just, I don't know, it empowers me. It's exciting. And it, like I said, it's rewarding because people always need help. And I always go back and think about someone helped me. And so it's always, you know, you have to remember that it's good to help others the way someone helped you. And so, you know, one of the things I try to pass on to students is, you know, here I am helping you. So now I have this expectation that you will now go help someone else. And it's just that community where we keep helping each other. And you see it all the time, like when the community came together with the hurricanes that were here and all of that, you continue to see that sense of community, that sense of people gathering together to help each other. And that's just one of my pillars, one of my foundations is to be that servant leader, just wanting to help others in any way that I possibly can.
Well, kudos to you. We need more people like you and less people who are trying to divide us, because I think we all realize we have so much more in common than we have differences.
We do. We, you know, when you think about all of us and everybody in the world, we are so much alike. And people just need to take the time to sit down and have the conversation. And, you know, we don't like natural disasters and we don't like things to happen. But that's when you really start to see, wait, we are all the same. And we all have a purpose to fulfill. And, you know, the more we stop and have the conversation and just say, how are you? What can I help you with today? Those are the things that help people and remind people that we are the same and we are here for a greater good.
Well, that's a pretty good one to end on. Is there anything else you'd want people to know about you, Dr. Stringer?
I think I want people just to know that, once again, I am here to help. And that's just one of the things that's how I want to be remembered as, oh, she was the person that was always willing to help, no matter what it was. And that's the thing that, like I said, I want people to be able to pass it on. It's like, let it catch on and keep passing it on as to how do we continue to help others to be able to be better people. I am Calandra Stringer, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Tallahassee State College, and I am here to help others.